Outside the Capitol in Washington, D.C., we caught up with Rabbi Steve Bars. He works for Eish HaTorah, a Jewish educational network. Today, with the Passover celebration underway, many Jews around the world are finding time to reflect on a shared history and religion. But for those who struggle to find the time to devote to their faith during busy work weeks, Eish offers a service. It will send a rabbi right to your office. Its rabbis have met with everyone from CEOs to neuroscientists to politicians. Rabbi Bars, thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Great to be here.
So what's a typical day like for you on Capitol Hill?
Well, we meet with staffers, sometimes a senator. People are looking for a quick idea to help them understand life a little better, Jewish practice a little more, connect spiritually, all kinds of different things.
Tell us a little bit about, for example, some of the lessons that you might provide.
I kind of have a generic kind of way we begin, and it's the ideas like this. They say, a wise man learns from his own experience. But in Judaism, we say that that's really not a wise man, that's a fool. A wise man learns from other people's experience. In other words, you put your finger in the socket and tell me what that's like, and I'll learn from you. So we teach people how to look at life and learn that wherever you're going through in life, someone has done that before.
And you're able to bring not only people's past experiences, but you go way back into the Torah and to the Old Testament and talk about that experience as a life lesson, I would imagine.
Well, we've got 3,500 years of Jewish culture, of Jewish people writing down their ideas in life. And for most people, it's inaccessible. It's in Hebrew, it's in Aramaic, some of it's in Yiddish. And so what we've done, we specialize in go through this literature and customize it for someone who's going through their issue. And everyone thinks their issue is completely unique, whether it's, you know, you're dealing with someone who's going through the Cuban Missile Crisis and some of the things you're dealing with on the Hill are sometimes as dramatic as that. Whatever it happens to be, the wisdom is out there to help you get through it, to think it through.
Rabbi, do you find that you're more in demand during stressful times like an election year or when the economy's bad?
That's a really good question. The interesting thing is, you know, no one calls a rabbi when they win the lottery. You know, whether the economy is doing well or the economy is doing badly, there are still people suffering. You know, that's one of the things no one has figured out how to stop.
But with politicians during an election year, that's a little different, don't you think, though?
During election time, they're frantic. The rest of the time, they're frantic, too. You know, their job, which is a marvelous job, really, is to solve the country's problems. You know, that list might be 200, and it might be sometimes 150. It might be three things in it, but I still just can't sleep until I get rid of those three things. I've never got it down to zero.
Rabbi Steve Bars works for Eish HaTorah, a Jewish educational network, which will send a rabbi to your place of work. Rabbi Bars works on Capitol Hill, and we reached him just across the street from the Capitol building. Thank you, Rabbi. Happy Passover.
Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody who's listening.
You're listening to NPR News.